Well, I don't go that far back in terms of thinking, but there was the case today, 17-point lead at half, and to come away without a win is disappointing. Just a pretty inconsistent game for us. I felt like we did some good things and made some good plays, executed at a high level in the first half, and in the second half we got ourselves behind schedule. So it's tough to overcome when you're playing a good defense and you're backed up on your first down plays or you have a penalty. I think the second drive, maybe in the second half, we're in field goal range, kind of worked our way out of field goal range. So when you're playing in this league and against good defenses and against good teams like this, you have to come away with points in those situations. I think that was what led to it today. I can't really speak for what has happened before. Well, I thought, we put ourselves behind schedule. The first drive of the second half, I think the first play, we got backed up with a sack, and did a good job on second and third down, but we're a little bit too far behind the chains to come away with a first down. So that was just an execution standpoint. And then again, on the maybe it was the second drive of the second half, we got into field goal range. I mean, we were down there in field goal range. Moving the ball, penalty, and another sack, and we kind of, got out of a spot where we could, put points on the board. I think that was critical early. I thought we did a nice job at the end of the game, getting down into giving ourselves a chance to win that football game, and just a disappointing way that it ended. Yeah, I mean it's always disappointing when you don't get the result that you want, when you fall short. Thought we did a nice job of executing to get ourselves down into that situation. Felt like I made the right read in that situation, put it where I wanted to, and that's how the game goes sometimes. So disappointed with it, but we're going to continue to battle, and I think we'll be better for it, and hopefully more mentally tough and physically tough. As a football team moving forward.
So what do you have to do in order to overcome the second half, as a team? What do you think needs to be done in order to overcome that second half drop-off?
I think we need to score points offensively. I think it's as simple as that. It's about execution, staying in front of the chains like we do. We did in the first half today. And when we have our opportunities in field goal range or in the red zone, we've got to come away with touchdowns. It's really, that's what it boils down to. This game, this league is about execution, and it's about being consistent throughout the game. We need to do a better job of that. For sure. Yeah, I mean, it was, again, I thought it was the right decision. And, aggressive or whatever, I understood we were in field goal range to tie the game. I also understood that we had plenty of time on the clock. And it was a throw that I felt good about. Let it rip. And again, just a good play by them. And sometimes that's how it goes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of those things that we talk about staying aggressive all the time. And that's something that we need to do a better job of as a team this year. It's just we've had, an opportunity this week in the second half to play with a lead. And trust me, it's disappointing whenever you lose. And it's, disappointing when you have a lead and it gets away from you. But again, it comes down to a few plays here or there where we had opportunities. To come away with points or to make a play here or there to extend a drive. Sometimes it comes on first down, sometimes it comes on second downs. You have to just execute at a really consistent high level. And we haven't done that. We didn't do that today.
Given that they took almost no time off,
It's one of those, you know, that's sometimes games shake out like that. We had very few possessions, maybe four, I think, in the second half. And I thought we had two really good scoring chances on four of them. I think that's, you know, when you have those opportunities on drives, two out of four to score points is pretty good. So that's just how the game shook out today. A few possessions, they kind of stayed on the field. Miami's offense did, but you can't worry about it. I mean, I've played for long enough at this point to know the games shake out differently all the time. When you get your opportunity to be out on the field, regardless of whether it's been an hour or whatever, you got to go out there and make plays.